Okay, Scott, so I see you're doing some math here.
Right.
How do you account for scores in... Is this intramural swimming? What would you call it?
So, no, it would be in between clubs, right? So All private swim clubs are part of the umbrella of USA Swimming. If it's at a swim meet where they are keeping scores, they assign point totals for, like, first place you get 8 points and so on down the line. And then they tally up whoever has the most points, and then they see which teams scored and placed. And then they'll do individual top point awards for the age groups and stuff like that.
Right on. And how does your team fit into that picture? How are they doing this season?
They're doing great. Most of the meets and the time trials that we've been on were not scored. It was just a chance for these kids to get in the water, swim against swimmers from other states. But we did recently return from age group championship meet. That was an amazing meet. It was held in Anchorage in mid-February. It took 17 swimmers. So I want to say there were 21 teams from across the entire state. This is a meet that is not an open invitation. It is a qualifying meet, so you have to meet certain time standards to go. So USA Swimming, Alaska Swimming provides a goal, if you will, of if you want to swim and compete in this event, you have to meet this time. Out of the 21 teams that were there, our boys got 11, our girls got 6, and as a team, we got 8. So I was very happy with those results.
That's exciting, and you broke a couple records, right?
Yeah, it's been an amazing year for that. We've had 8 club records broken since the season began, and 3 swimmers that have broken those. Tori Miller has broken club records in the 50 fly, the 100 fly, and most recently, just last week, the 100 IM. Grady Walker has broken records in the 100 fly, the 50 free, and the 100 free. And Jackson Zweifel has broken 2 club records in the 50 breaststroke and the 100 breaststroke. And most of these records had been on the board for quite some time, since 1974. These are really impressive young swimmers.
That's awesome. And these are Petersburg records, or?
That's a great question. Now, these are club records. So these are records that, as a club, we keep track of. We've got a board that you can see out the window there with all of our club records on it. So yeah, so this is strictly for the club.
And how long have you been coaching?
This is my 3rd year, and it's been an interesting journey. The first year I came on board was COVID. And so, you know, swimming at that time was considered one of the safer sports to do, so we could still have limited time in the water, but we couldn't have swim meets. So we did a lot of virtual swimming. We would compete against other teams, but we never had any, you know, head-to-head swimming. And so the first year or two were different. And I think that this is the first year that it seems like we're back to, quote, normal, whatever normal is. We've traveled to Sitka this year. We've traveled to Ketchikan this year. Those were both open invitationals. We hosted November Rain, where teams from all across Southeast joined us. And then, as I just mentioned, we just got back from Anchorage.
Congrats on that sharp turnaround. What is virtual swimming, I have to ask?
That's a great question. So what we would do is we would have our officials on deck. We would have our timers. But instead of swimming side by side with other swimmers, we would do our competition against ourselves. The other teams would do the same thing. And then we would just combine all the results together as if we were swimming together, even though we weren't.
Smart. And backtracking a few steps, can you tell me a little bit about the different events these kids are breaking records in? Some of them, breaststroke, that sounds pretty straightforward. But what was the fly tie? Fly
yeah.
tie? What are these terms?
No, sure. That's a great question. You know, we throw these terms around, but if you're not familiar with swimming, that's a great question. So in competitive swimming, there are 4 strokes. Freestyle, which a lot of people also know as the front crawl. There's backstroke. There's breaststroke, and then there's butterfly. And I guess we just get lazy and say fly for shorthand.
Fly.
Your breast or back or free. Right.
I see. Of these, what is the most difficult to train for?
You know, they all have their own unique challenges. Freestyle is probably, most would consider, kind of the bread and butter of swimming. When kids start learning how to swim, that is the primary stroke that we work with, along with backstroke. All strokes can be technical, and no one is born knowing how to swim, so there's always a learning curve. But those two tend to have less steep learning curves. The other two, breaststroke and butterfly, are technically more difficult to do. Breaststroke is probably technically the most difficult to master, whereas butterfly, I think most swimmers would argue, is physically the most demanding stroke to do. So, I mean, each one is different in a different way.
Thank you so much for breaking that down. I never would have guessed.
You know, and I would say, I mentioned earlier that Tori Miller broke the record in the 100 IM, and in a medley race, all 4 strokes are swum. And so, yeah, you've got to be good in all 4 strokes to be able to be successful in those.
Way to go, Tori. So what's next?
Southeast Champs is up next for us. It is 31st of March and the 1st and 2nd of April. And this meet will occur in Juneau. This is an open invitational. And so all kids are welcome to show up and compete. And at this point, I'm delighted to say we are taking 28 swimmers.
Scott, is there anything you'd like to add that I didn't ask you today?
There is one important thing I want to share with you, and I'm not trying to take away from the records of our three swimmers. It's incredible what they've accomplished. But, you know, being successful in swimming is not always just about breaking records. It's about just improving your own times, whether those times are records or whether those times are not records. And I don't care if you're the slowest swimmer in the pool or the fastest swimmer in the pool, as long as you're trying your best, you're growing, you are improving, not just in your times, but in your discipline, in your confidence in yourself. It's not just always about time. It's about good sportsmanship, about being part of a team. And every one of the swimmers on the Viking Swim Club exhibits that, and I'm proud of all of them.
Totally. That's a great note to end on. Thank you so much, Scott.
Yeah,
really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.